May the peace of Lord be with everybody.
路加福音十六章十九节也要记载一个财主跟拉撒路。
In Luke chapter 16, it records the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
主耶稣讲的这个故事，这个比喻呢，这是两种的人生啊。
In this parable, Jesus talk about two kinds of life.
你想想看，如果你的儿子是这个拉撒路。
Imagine if your son is Lazarus.
你看他这样生活，你感想如何？
If you see he has this kind of life, what would you think?
有够可怜啊。
It's a very wretched life.
二十节说有一个讨饭的，所以他在人家的口里面就是讨饭的，那个讨饭的。
And imagine there was a beggar.
但是他有名字叫拉撒路。
His name was Lazarus.
你的孩子，如果你看到你孩子是这个样子。
Imagine if you see your son is like this.
没有人想生一个拉撒路。
Nobody want to give birth a Lazarus.
好像比较多人喜欢说，如果我的孩子是你的孩子，如果活得像财主这样子，我看你不会很在意啊，会在意吗？
If your son were a rich man like this, would you be bothered?
第十九节
，verse 19，
有一个财主，他没有名字了哈。
And there was a rich man, but he was nameless.
他很会打扮哦，穿紫色袍和细麻布的衣服。
Dressed in purple and fine linen.
他没有反过来穿。他不是很笨。
He was not a foolish man.
那个，这都是在当时来讲是进口货。
In that time, these are considered import merchandise.
紫色袍是很高贵啊。
Purple robe is very royal.
但是它里面是穿着清爽的细麻布的衣服。
Inside, he dressed a very comfortable fine linen.
他这个想过的，这个有设计过的。
This kind of matching is well designed.
看起来身体健康。
I can see that he has a very healthy body.
你现在人可能不会啦。我记得小时候，如果人家去吃一次的那个，人家结婚的话，那个晚上大部分都是吃稀饭，有时候没吃啊。吃太好了，平常没有吃那么好啊。
去以前吃的。
那个去年哈、在加州，我带几个神学生去吃 All You Can Eat， 第一次去，有一个姊妹回来两天没有吃饭，这事实。
When after partaking a feast in old time, people just eat up.Water rice because they ate a lot. They don't have to eat much afterwards.
这个财主他天天奢华宴乐，胃肠有够好啊，吃了不拉肚子啊。
But this rich man, he can eat feast every day. Yet he did not have stomach problem.
他穿好吃好，天天的。
So he eat well, dress well daily.
如果你的儿子这样，我看你不会很在意。
If your son live like this, perhaps you would not mind at all.
如果你的儿子是拉撒路，我看你当这爸爸或当母亲的，我看人家穿紫色袍衣服，穿细麻布的衣服，你的儿子是穿苍啊，他浑身生苍，穿着苍你满身是苍，你能穿什么东西啊？穿衣服痛啊。
Consider if you, as a parent, if your son like Lazarus, is not covered with fine linen, his body is covered with sores. Would you be very troubled?
人家是宴乐，你是捡人家吃的来充饥，这完全相反了。
And other people like rich man, he eat very well. Yet this beggar has to eat what's left over.
这是两种人生。
This is two types of life.
很极端的、
Two extreme kind of life.
在创世纪里面有记载两种的家谱。
In the book of Genesis, it talks about two kinds of genealogies.
两种记载家谱的方式。
There are two ways to record genealogies.
我们来看创世纪。
Please turn to
第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
人类开始，亚当生下来之后，就开始有一代过一代有家谱了。
After the first couple, Adam and Eve are there. They start have family, and there's a genealogy.
看四章十六节。
Let's refer Genesis chapter 4 verse 16.
就是。该隐他离开神的面去伊甸东边的挪得之地，然后他们就生孩子，然后他就生了一个孩子叫做以诺。然后呢，该隐呢，接下来他有孩子了，对不对？当父母的该隐跟你跟我一样，哦，都为孩子着想嘛，不是吗？那该隐呢，为他的孩子建了一座城，并且把这个城呢，用他儿子的名字取名叫做以诺。这该隐在人间来讲，这种爸爸也是够意思的啦。
So in verse 16, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, lived in the land of Nod, and gave birth to his child named Enoch, and he built a city for his son and named after his son Enoch. So this is a he was a good father for his son.
在人世间来讲，够意思了。
Or from the earthly point of view, he was a good father.
他不只是盖一栋房子，是一座城啊。
He did not just build a house for his son, instead he built a city for his son.
如果我们教会出去这条街，你把它买下来说，我赚这条街给我儿子，你儿子先说，我这个爸爸够意思，老爸够意思。
Imagine if as father you purchase all the houses of a street and then give to your son must be very satisfied.
盖云他是造一座城啊。
Here Cain
讲伊丽莎白是好了，伊丽莎白是在世界，我在海关讲伊丽莎白是他不晓得哪里啊。
Cain
美国人呢不晓得哪里。
Here Cain build a city called Enoch for his son.And just like here, you build a city of Elizabeth.
你伊丽莎白是买得下吗？我不知道，可能有。
Can you afford to buy a city like Elizabeth?
好，该隐接下来他的好生以诺，那第十八节。
And verse 18.
那以诺就生以拿，以拿就生米户亚利，米户亚利就生马土撒利，马土撒利就生拉麦。是他们的家谱，就是一代经过一代。
So here from verse 18, we can see the genealogy of Cain's descendant, one generation after the other.
这些人好像没有什么作为啦，就写个名字吧，带过去。
Perhaps these people did not do much, so they just leave a name there.
那从第十六节开始，这是该隐的后代。
So from 16, verse 16 onward, are the descendants of Cain.
那十九节。
Verse 19.
这个盖云他的子孙里面出了一个蛮有名的人叫拉麦。
One of the descendants of Cain was Lamech, very famous.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。
He had two wives, one called Ada, the other Zila.
圣经都把它写下来。
The Bible recorded their names.
这也是一种人生哦，这是一种家谱啊。
This is one kind of genealogy.
然后呢，这个拉麦娶了两个太太，第二十节。
Verse 20.
亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师，这不得了啊。
And Ada gave birth to Jabal, and he was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock.
以现在来讲的话，这是农业部长了。
So he was like the head of a ministry for agriculture.
在当时世界里面，他是住帐篷、牧养牲畜的老祖师啊，出去人家都会敬礼的。
So he was very respected by the people at his times.
有名有姓，并且呢有成就。
He was a famous man with great accomplishment.
拉麦他家也不是每个人说土土都是种田的，都是农业的。
not all the children of Lama are farmers.
21节.
Verse 21.
亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And his brother named Jubal, he was the father of all who played harp and flute.
这个人够厉害了。
And this was a very famous man.
现在学音乐有人都是学单项嘛，音钢琴在主修，在那个复修一个什么，但是他呢，弹的、吹的，样样都会。
Here is he is a very capable, talented man. He can play multiple instruments, whether it's a harp or flute.
他只是在文化界里面的名人啊，可能是文化部长吧。
Maybe he's the head of Ministry of Culture Affairs.
农的也行，文化的也行。22节。
And there are good farmers, good musicians. Verse 22.
他又生了一个土巴盖，他是打造各样铜铁利器的，也是祖师啊。
And Zila had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron.
他自然科学就是以这来讲话，算是工业方面太行。
So he is very talented in all kind of industry.
所以拉麦的家包办了当时世界所有的文明各项。
So the family of Lamech included all the cultural achievement at the time.
农业他家包办了。
His family has great farmers.
文化他家包办了。And
great musician for culture.
那工业他家包办了。And
great industry.
所以当时人几乎活在他们家族的阴影之下。你买个蔬菜，反正他家控制的。你就是说要听个音乐会，也是他家控制的。 你要买个电脑也是他家控制的。
So at the time, all the people are affected by this family of Lamech, whether in the agricultural or cultural aspect or industry area.
这个拉麦够意思了吧，在当时啊，够有名了吧。
So Lamech must be a very famous man.
如果你是拉麦的话，你走到街上都是有风的啦。
So if you're Lama, you walk on the street, people will really respect you.
我们生孩子常常都是希望生这样的孩子，不是吗？
So when we give birth to child, don't we like our child have this kind of fame?
你把他送去学劳作，你把他送去学音乐，你把他送去学电脑，你拼命的在今天在这个，明天在那个，从早再到晚，不是为了这个吗？
So you send your child to learn one kind of talent after one kind of a skill after the other. Don't you want your child like be this?
我们再来看拉麦，23节。
Let's continue read verse 23.
第22节，他呢，他的妹妹还有，就是拉麦的女儿还记载在上面了。
Lama's daughters were recorded here.
我们看第23节。
Verse 23.
拉麦这个人，我们看。 23节，拉麦对他的两个妻子说
Lama said to his two wives
你会感觉奇怪，这么有名望的人的爸爸怎么老是教训自己的太太？
How come such a reputed man has to teach his wives?
他可能我们很难想象他在当时社会怎么样，如果他很有才能出去外面跟别人教训嘛 出去外面跟别人演讲嘛？没有，他在家里来，两个太太叫来站好，教训一下。
It's kind of strange. He has to teach his wife in this manner instead of teaching people outside.
他说：“亚大、希拉，听我的声音。”He
said, "Ada, Zila, listen to me."
以我为中心。You
must focus on me.
他好像生怕别人不听啊。He
was afraid that people would not listen to him.
人家不听你才说要听啊。
Only when people disregard you, then you say, listen to me.
如果你晓得他一定要听你的，你就讲很小声，他人家也跑到你耳朵旁边来听，你不要说要听啊。If
people really pay attention to you, you just have to speak very a small voice and people would catch it.
他在讲，拉麦的妻子细听我的话。He
said, wives of Lama, hear my words.
然后他开始讲了。Then
he started saying,
这也是一首歌啊。
This was a song.
在希伯伦是用诗歌体写下来的。
It was written in the style of a psalm.
看起来拉麦他的那个音乐素养还不错。
Maybe he has a very musical talent.
所以他的儿子这个尤巴也是一切弹琴吹哨人的祖师啊。
So that's why his son Juba was the beginner of all kind of musical instruments.
这个拉麦的歌也是圣经里面的第一首歌。
The song of Lama is actually first song recorded in the Bible.
他这个歌呢是暴力之歌。
暴力。This song was a violent, full of violence.
暴富。
It contains revenge.
他说众人能伤我就把他杀了。
He said, I have killed a man for wounding me.
少人能损我就把他害了。
A young man for injuring me, I will revenge.
说杀我祖先这个该隐的遭七倍了。如果杀拉麦杀我的，遭77倍。
If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lama 77 times.
这是一种家谱。
This is one kind of genealogy.
这是该隐的家谱。
This is the genealogy of Cain.
我们看第五章。
Let's refer chapter 5.
亚当的后代记载在下面。
The descendants of Adam is recorded in this chapter.
接下来这是第五章，这是亚当的家谱。
Chapter 5 is the genealogy of Adam's descendants.
这个家谱的记载形式跟刚刚那个是不一样的。
The style of this genealogy is different than the previous one.
好，那当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，第二节。
Verse 2.
并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。好，那这就是人的后代啦。
These are the descendants of man.
这就是人的家谱。
These are the genealogy of man.
那这是亚当的后代，亚当的家谱。
These are the descendants of Adam.
那亚当是神的儿子哦。
Adam was the son of God.
在那个路加福音第三章最后一节写的亚当是神儿子。
In the last verse of Luke chapter 3, it says Adam was the son of God.
为什么亚当是神儿子呢？
Why is Adam son of God?
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫做赛特。
When Adam lived 130 years old, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth.
亚当把他的形象样式传给他儿子。
Adam passed his own image to his son.
那亚当的样式形象呢，在第一节记载的，是神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，所以亚当的样式像神。
And in verse 1, chapter 5, it says, Adam has the image of God.
亚当是神的儿子。
Because Adam was the son of God.
亚当又生一个儿子。
And he gave birth a son.
这个儿子呢的样式形象像亚当，所以也是像神。
And this son has an image of his father, so he also has an image of God.
这个是跟刚刚那个该隐的后代不一样的。
This is different than the descendant of Cain.
这个生下来，那个该隐要传下去的是城啊，一座城。
Cain passed down to his generation a city.
是留给他的成就。
Cain passed his accomplishment to his children.
他也是爱儿子，用这个城取他的名字，用他儿子的名字。
He loved his son, so he built a city after the name of his son.
好，那其实亚当如果要记亚当的家谱，应该长子应该是该隐才对啊。
Supposedly Cain was the firstborn, the elder son of Adam.
但是该隐是离开神面的。
However, because Cain departed from the face of God,
就不算了。
He is no longer considered as the firstborn.
这边记载的是赛特。
What's recorded here is Seth.
这个赛特是第四章第25节。所写的
Seth is mentioned in chapter 4 verse 25.
是神又另外立一个要代替亚伯的。
And Seth was given to Adam in order to replace Abel.
所以我们从第五章我们看到，这就是神儿子的这个 家谱。
So chapter 5 is really the genealogy of the sons of God.
你看，你继续念下去。
Let's continue to read this chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚当生赛特之后，又在世上八百年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了九百岁，就死了。感谢主。
In chapter verse 4 and 5.
他就死了。
And altogether, Adam lived 930 years and he died.
好，那第六节。
Verse 6.
同样的，赛特也活到多少岁？
And likewise, Seth had lived to 105 years.
然后又生了一个人。
And he became the father of Enosh.
哎，那这个人呢，生了那赛特生完这个人之后呢，他又活了多少年
？And after giving birth to Enosh, he lived 807 years.
并且生了养女。
And then he had other sons and daughters.
然后第八节，他又活到912岁就死了。
And altogether, Seth lived 912 years, and then he died.
接下来每一代都是很平均的，都是这样子记载。
And then from this verse onward, every generation has a similar kind of recording.
这是神儿子的家谱。
These are the genealogy of the sons of God.
好，这种在创世纪里面这两种的家谱记载的方式是两种的典型。
These two genealogy in Genesis represent two types of lives.
我们可以看到第十章。
Let's refer chapter 10.
第十章接下来这边是撒冷亚佛的后代。
In chapter 10, record the descendant of Shem, Japheth, and Ham.
你看第十章的这个记载方式呢，跟第四章那个该隐的家谱的方式相似的。
So if we take a look of the style of genealogy in chapter 10, it's very similar to the genealogy of Cain.
好，该隐的后代的家谱特色是什么？它的特色，如果我们只是从外观来看，特色是什么呢？
What is the special feature or characteristic of Cain's genealogy?
一个特色就是有成就才有记载。
And the style was only those who has great accomplishment, his name was recorded.
有造做一座城才有记载。
Those who build a city, his name was recorded.
有是筑帐篷畜牧人的祖师，有这样才有记载。
And those who are the beginner of tent or musician, their name were recorded.
只记载成就。
Only accomplishment were recorded.
或是记载他们诗歌里面的这个暴力的，能够驾驭别人的，但是你一个小乞丐绝对不会讲这种话的。
Or they record the song they wrote, it was full of violence. A beggar would not write this kind of song.
那你看第四章的十八节，这些人根本可能没有做一座城，也没有什么成就，所以名字一个叠一个，一个叠在一个上面，就是这样子。
And for those who did not have any accomplishment, their name just mentioned briefly.
好，那我们那个这个、神的儿子的那个家谱是怎么样呢？
But what about the style of the sons of God?
他们一定是哪一个人生谁？但是这个是接续下去的，就是说这个人呢是他的儿子，那形象样式是跟他一样的。
But in chapter 5, it talks about a father gave birth to a son, and one after the other, and they, because they all have the likeness of God, so their names are recorded in this manner.
他们活在世上的年日都不一样。
年日。They have a different length of age, life.
但是他们共同的就是每一代都是一样的，生儿养女。
One thing that common to each generation is they all give birth to sons and daughters.
后来感谢神，他们就死了，归回神了。
And thank God, eventually they died, they returned to God.
我们不要看他说就死了，就死了，就好像很沮丧啊。
But do not just say feel depressed when we see they died.
他们如果是属神的，死在神的面前是宝贵的。
Because if they belong to God, death were precious in the sight of God. They have finished everything they should do in their life.
好, 我们再看第十章。
Let's refer chapter 10 of Genesis.
第十章这个记载的方式跟盖云的方式是一样的。
The style in chapter 10 is very similar to the style of genealogy of Cain's.
就是记载他们在哪里建国，在哪里居住。
It recalls where they build a kingdom, where they build a city.
我们看第十章第八节。
Let's refer chapter 10, verse 8 of Genesis.
古时又生灵禄, 它是世上英雄之首, 英雄榜第一名, 就是灵禄了。
And verse 10, the first center, verse 8. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who grew become a mighty warrior on the earth.
有成就才有记载。
Only those who had accomplishment, their name were recorded.
没有成就, 一笔带过。
Those who had no accomplishment, I just briefly mentioned their name.
那第十章的这个家谱的特色，最后就是每一个族，他们就是哦，在哪里建国，在哪里建邦。我们看32节，这是总结了。And
the style of this genealogy is how they build city, they build kingdom, and it is summarized in verse 32 of chapter 10.
好。 那同样这批人呢, 我们看第11章的第10节以下。
Let's continue to read chapter 11, verse 10.
从第10节以下, 这个家谱的记载跟那个第5章那个是一样的形式的。
And chapter 11, verse 10, the genealogy is very similar to chapter 5, the sons of God.
我们念一段, 你就可以发现是一样的。
If we read one passage, we can see the similarity.
第10节,
verse 10.
含的后代记载在下面，洪水以后两年，闪一百岁，生了那个亚法撒。第11节,
11.
闪生亚法撒之后又活了500年，并且生了养女，然后亚法撒活到多少年？
Verse 12.
又生了谁？然后又活了多久？并且生了养女，那个都是一样的。
And they have the very similar pattern.
现在我们来看看这两种家谱。
Now we shall study these two kinds of genealogies.
该云的家谱是以成功，是以你有成就，你能够掌握到多少为记载的取向。
The characteristic of Cain's genealogy is depending on how much accomplishment you have, how many possessions you have, and then depends on what will be recorded in this genealogy.
你在这个家谱里面，你有成就才有记载。
Only when a person has great accomplishment, his name is recorded.
所以这是一种强者的家谱。
These are the genealogy of the strong man.
有成就的人的家谱。
The genealogy of those who with great accomplishments.
也是世界我们一般人所讲的伟人的家谱。
These are the genealogy of the great men of the world.
但是这种家谱是离开神面的人的家谱。
However, this is the genealogy of those who departed from God.
他们人生的取向是以是不是成功，是不是伟大？
And they decide whether their life is worth or not, depending on how much accomplishment they have.
你看，从该云生下来这些人，是主宰当时社会、主宰当时世界，让无名进步的这些人，都是他们家族后面的。
We can see the descendants of Cain. Are those who control the world, who control the civilization of this world.
但是罪恶的来源也是从他们来啊。
However, these are also the people who are the source of sin is in them.
该隐离开神的面。
Because Cain departed from God.
拉麦是在圣经里面第一个违反神婚姻规则的人。
Laman was the first person who violated the marriage principle in the Bible.
他破坏了神的一夫一妻制啊。
Because he violated the principle of one man and one wife as a
他娶两个太太。
And because he married two wives.
又生了很出名的人物。
He also have many famous sons.
当时如果有一个很震惊的人，或是认为说神会报应的人，才说。 你敢娶两个太太，可能你生下的孩子都白痴哦，你小心哦，神会惩罚你，你怎么，哎，可能会警告他一下嘛。他生下来第一个，哦，农业部长，他说没有啊，反而更聪明，生第二个音乐又那么好，也没有惩罚。
Maybe people, some people may chastise him, say, you violate God's marriage principle, the son you born will have no, will become a full man. But then when he had son with great accomplishment, he said, God really did not judge me in this way.
第三个生出来，工也不长啊。
And so his first son was an agriculture, strong man, and the second one was a musician, the third one was the industry.
并且拉麦作诗。
And he also wrote poems.
强暴，就是用暴力主义。
And he considered violence is his motto.
讲话大声。
He spoke loudly.
但是这样的人好像在圣经活得不错啊，看他样子。
And this kind of people seems had a good life.
这不是财主的人生吗？
Isn't this kind of life the life of a rich man?
我们再看看另外的。
Let's look the other kind of people.
神儿子的他们的人生。
The life of the sons of God.
亚当的样子像神。
First, Adam had an image of God.
他是人。
He was man.
他的儿子赛特样子也像他。
And his son Seth has the image of his father.
他们共同的就是生儿养女。
They share a common point is that they give birth to sons and daughters.
连当中以诺被提上升天，哦，的以诺也是要生儿养女的啦。
Even the one Enoch who walked with God, he also had sons and daughters.
我们看二十一节啊，五章二十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 21.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。二十二节
，verse 22，
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生了养女。所以，连这个被接生上天的这个以诺，他也是跟别人都一样生了养女。
Even Enoch who walked with God and was taken away by God, he also had sons and daughters.
我们看创世纪第一章28节。
Let's refer.Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
一章二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
从二十六节我们看到神是照着他的形象造人啊。
In verse 26, we can see that God created a man according to his image.
然后就把这些这个掌管这个空中的鸟啊，地上海里的鱼啊，这些权柄都交给他们。
And God gave authority to them to rule over the fish and the birds and all the livestock.
27节。
Verse 27.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them.
好，28节。
Verse 28.
神就赐福给他们。
God blessed them.
然后神赐福给他们呢，又对他们说。
And said to them,
这是神交给他们的工作。
These are the work God gave them.
得福之后，神交给他们应该要有的功课了。
After receive blessing, they receive work from God.
又对他们说要生养众多。
And God said, be fruitful and increase in number.
所以神造人之后，给人的第一个工作，给人第一个功课，就是要叫他们生养众多。
So the first word God gave them was be fruitful and increase number, fill the earth.
所以神的就是神儿女的家谱所记载的那些人，他们一生唯一的事情，看起来好像没做什么事情，他们唯一全心全力去做的就是什么？生儿养女。
It seems that the sons of God didn't accomplish much. They devoted their lifetime.Give birth to children and raise them.
这是神在伊甸园里面给亚当的这个工作啊。
This is the work God gave to Adam in the Garden of Eden.
这时候亚当还没犯罪哦。
This is the time before Adam sinned.
这是人神给人最原始的责任。
This is the original responsibility God gave to man.
就生养女。
That is to give birth to children and rear them.
所以，在神儿子的家谱里面，每一个人都做了这件事情。
That's why in the genealogy of the sons of God, they all did these work.
但是不幸亚当离开了神，犯罪了。
Unfortunately, Adam sinned and departed from God.
但是他们吃的日子必定死。
The Bible says, the day they ate the forbidden fruit, they will surely die.
他的子孙就活在死的阴影之下了。
So all his children live under the shadow of death.
所以在神的旨意之下，他们也要死啊。
So according to the will of God, they also will die.
但是他们死是在有盼望的。
However, even they die, they have a hope.
所以诗篇说，神看选民的死是何等宝贵。
That's why the book of Psalms mentioned that God considered the death of his chosen people very precious.
神儿女们，神的儿子们的家谱看起来很平淡啊。
It appears that the genealogy of God's children are not extraordinary.
这里没有记载，如果有了，如果那时候有人出了一个国王或是出了一个总统，也没有记载，不值得一提的，在神的家谱里面没有提啊。
Perhaps they have children become the president or king, but in the genealogy of God's children, that's irrelevant.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15. Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
虽然神有灵的余力，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们心髓，不可那个诡诈，那个带幼年所起的曲子。神造人的目的就是要让他们得虔诚的后裔啦。
Here it records that the purpose of God creating mankind is for them to have godly offspring.
所以神家谱的那些人都是生了养女。
So that's why in the genealogy of God's children, they all gave birth to children and rear them.
能够称为儿女的，就是他的样式像他爸爸一样。
And to be a children of the parents, that means they have the image of their parents.
他的爸爸的样子是像神的样子。
And the father's image is actually God's image.
当然到新约来的话，就不是说你生了一个儿子，就是在福音里面也是生儿子了。
In the era of New Testament doesn't mean necessarily mean you produce physical children, but in the spirit, we preach gospel, this is also produce spiritual children.
但是在旧约里面，我们看到从一代传过一代，很不是因为你有成就。
In the Old Testament, we can see that from one generation to the other generation, what's important is not you have some great accomplishment.
而是神的道，而是神的生命传下来了，神的样子传下去了。
What's important is that the life of God, the words of God, the image of God is passed from one generation to another generation.
刚我们看到的那个创世纪十一章的另外一个家谱跟第十章相对的，这个传下来，这个家谱就以后到那个亚伯拉罕。
So when we read Genesis chapter 11 verse 10 onwards, we can see the pattern of God's children's genealogy from one generation to the other until to the generation of Abraham.
那神为什么拣选亚伯拉罕要让他成为大国呢？
Why did God choose Abraham and to let him become a great nation?
因为神说是要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属都遵守我的道。
Because God want Abraham to teach his children and descendants to obey God's words.
所以神的属神的人的家谱是生了养女的家谱。
So the genealogy of those who belong to God are the genealogy who produce children.
也就是神生命的传承。
That is to pass on the life of God from one generation to the other.
而不是你的成就、你的聪明、智慧、你有所拥有的这个传递。
So it's not the passing of the wisdom or accomplishment.
有一天我们当父母都要去见耶稣啊。
Because one day we as parents we will all face Jesus.
你到耶稣那里。
When we go to Jesus.
依照这种家谱神已经跟你算账嘛。
According to the genealogy, God's genealogy style, God will check our account.
神跟你算算你赚了多少赔了多少。
God will check whether we have gained some or lose some.
儿女是神所赐的产业嘛。
Because children are the inheritance of the Lord.
你到耶稣面前。
So when we see Jesus,
你说主啊，我已经有四个小孩。
We tell the Lord, say, Lord, I have four children.
一个艺术很好啊，他后来当了不晓得这里哪里艺术比较有名，唱歌的吧，唱歌的唱到像帕瓦罗蒂一样那么有名，画图的画到像皮卡索那样子。他是我的儿子啊。
You tell Jesus say, I have a child who become as famous as a singer like Pavarotti and an artist as famous as Picasso.
啊，我的儿子啊，总统当了美国两任啊，当了两任哦。
And you tell the Lord say, I have a son who become the president.Of United States for two terms.
他喜欢政治嘛？我从小就每天早上起来，在我家那个餐桌上叫他站在那里，从两岁就开始站在那里演讲，所以才有今天的成就啊。
I since he was 2 years old, I taught him how to give a good speech, so he become a president.
用心良苦啊。
I spend a lot effort on them.
另外一个啊，还在吃奶的时候，我就叫他算一二三四。后来头脑特别好，那个所有的电脑，那个什么 software 都是他发明的，世界有名。
And another a child, I taught him math when he was still drinking milk, so he become a computer scientist. And all the software were invented by him.
说在你家里面哪一样都是最顶尖的科技研究。拿到诺贝尔得奖得了好几次，你走在街上大家都对你敬礼了，你家有总统，你家有诺贝尔得奖主，你家有帕瓦罗蒂，你家有皮卡索，你当这个爸爸还不够伟大吗？
So,
你还要要求什么呢？
And you have four children, they all become famous men, and so when you are on the street, people respected you, what else can you ask?
你想主耶稣会跟你敬个礼说请坐？
Do you thinkJesus will salute you and ask you to sit down.
这主耶稣听了可能打瞌睡了。
Perhaps when Jesus listened to your words, fall asleep.
但是当我们在讲这些的时候，是眼睛那么大。
But when we are talking about these, our eyes are wide open.
你有这四个这样的孩子，你跟人家讲，你不是很高兴的吗？
When you have four kind of these children, won't you be very happy?
当主耶稣你讲完之后，耶稣可能打瞌睡完之后，耶稣说：“啊，他们现在在哪里啊？”
And then, and after you finish your speech, Jesus will ask you, "Where are they now?"
如果他们都迷失了
，They are all lost.
或是他们说在地狱了
，They are all in hell now.
我看主耶稣先打你一个屁股再说。
Perhaps Jesus will first spank you.
就好像那个财主啊。
Just like the rich man.
我们很希望说我们的孩子能够天天穿紫色跑衣服，然后穿细麻布的内衣，然后能够奢华宴乐，能够掌握一切，身体健康，活得事业很好，不是吗？
Don't we like want our children dressed in fine linen and red, purple clothes, and eat well and dress well daily?
我们不希望说我们剩下一个拉撒路。
We don't want to have a child like Lazarus.
但是在神国里面，神的家谱，神的人生不是这个样子。
However, God has a different kind of genealogy in His kingdom.
我们可能用很多的精神，很多的精力，一直要把孩子培养成诺贝尔得奖主。我们可能要把他培养成在艺术里面最好的那一个。我们希望他是在政治或是在社会里面当那个总统。
Maybe we spend much energy try to cultivate our child, become a Nobel Prize winner or a great artist or a great politician.
当我们在造就他们成为这方面的专才的时候，我们有时候要把孩子抓来看看，有时候把孩子抓来哈，面对面看像不像你啊？
But we should take a good look of our child to see whether.He has your kind of image or not.
当然你先要先照照镜子，我的脸是不是像神啊？
But before you do that, first you should watch in the mirror, see whether you have the image of God.
如果你的样子形式没有神的样子，那当然儿子照起来就不像了。
If you yourself does not have the image of God, and so when you take a look at your son, of course he will not have the image of God.
所以属神人的家谱是生命的传承，而不是事业成功的传承。
So, the godly kind of genealogy is the passing down.
善就是还是存在的，他们感觉好光荣。
In this world, some family passed on their great possession from one generation to many generations. They were very proud.
这是属那个该隐的人的人生。
But remember, this kind of life is the lifestyle of Cain's descendant.
我们看列王记上第二章。
Please turn to First King, Chapter 2.
大卫劳碌一生啊，大卫啊。
The life of King David.
他到最后是神所喜悦的人啊。
He was a man after God's heart.
一章，第二章一节到四节。
First King, Chapter 2, Verse 1-4.
他晓得他要死了。
David knew he was about to die.
哦，大卫的死期临近了。
And when the time drew near for David to die,
一般人如果说死期临近会害怕嘛，是不是？
As ordinary people, when they are about to die, they become very fearful.
第二节，他跟他的儿子所罗门说了，我现在要走世人所必走的路了。
He said to son Solomon, "I'm about to go to the way of all the earth."
你好做。
Be strong.
啊，我们看他。所吩咐的只是什么？你要遵行神的话。
And verse 3, observe what the Lord your God requires.、
要遵守摩西律法上所写的。
Also, observe the law of Moses.
他死得很舒服。
So he died in peace.
因为他的生命样子有人传承了。
Because the image of his life was passed down to the next generation.
但是相反的，那个所罗门要死之后就没有那么舒服了。
On the contrary, when Solomon was about to die, he did not die easily.
传道书他老是说虚空啊。
Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, he always mentioned about emptiness.
还有绝望。
And hopelessness.
传道书第二章十七节到二十三节那边说，我好笨啊，我留下这些东西给我的儿子，他是一个阿斗还是一个聪明的人，我都搞不懂，我这样努力的一生还要交给他，我实在好笨，实在是绝望，实在是虚空捕风。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, Solomon lamented that he has to pass on so many his accomplishments to a son. He doesn't know whether he will be wise man and foolish man, so he considered this emptiness.
所罗门到最后就活得不像神的样子了。
Because the lifestyle of Solomon was not like God's life.
到他晚年的时候，他丧失了他爸爸所给他的这个样子。
Because at his old age, Solomon lost the image that was passed on from his father.
我们今天早上有谈到的雅各。
This morning, we studied about the life of Jacob.
雅各到年老时候，神很祝福他。
When Jacob was old, God blessed him much.
自从他经过了那个漫漫的长夜之后，
After he went through the struggle in that long night,
他生命真的转变了。
His life was transformed.
以前他一直要抓人哦。
Before he always tried to grab people.
后来呢，他都被人家欺负啊。
And as a result, he was cheated by many people.
他的儿子，就是他以前那个那个雅各抓的那种样子的一个反射的一个镜子的反照。
And so his son has his image, his old style image.
在从他的这个第十一个儿子被卖之后，他心里就冰凉了，心里好像吃冰棒凉了。
After his 11th son Joseph was sold, Jacob's heart become very cold.
圣经说他心里冰凉。
The Bible said his heart was cold.
人家安慰他，他不受安慰。
Because when people try to comfort him, he would not accept their comfort.
这样一过，就在圣经我们看出来他二十二年了。
And in this way, he lived for another 22 years.
但是这时候的雅各都没有什么脾气啊。
脾气？
没有什么脾气，没有什么个性了，看起来好像。
In this period of time, Jacob seems that he had no anger at all.
但是这时候他又找回到神的生命啊。
And this time he found the life of God.
我们看四十六章创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 46.
到他年老的时候，
When he was old,
他从心里冰凉转回过来的时候，
When his cold heart become warm again.
如果我们看是十五章的二十六节，
Chapter 45 verse 26.
这时候他儿子当宰相了。
At the time his son was the prime minister.
人家来告诉他说，哎，这个约瑟还在哦，并且做宰相哦。那圣经说雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们。
And when people tell Jacob said your son become prime minister, and in verse 26, it mentioned Jacob's heart was cold. He disbelieved them.
心里冰凉的心。
He had a cold heart.
四十六章。
Chapter 26.
现在他要
46
到埃及去了。
Now he went to Egypt.
他去问神。
He asked God first.
神说你去。
And God said, go.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神说我是神，就是你父亲的神，你下埃及去不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节念起来让人，对一个老年人来讲是最大的安慰了。
As this word comfort a old man very much.
第四节不是像他以前用自己的腿跑去那个他舅舅家那样的悲惨的。
So this situation is not as bad as when he fled to his uncle's house.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神说我要和你同下埃及去，神跟他一起下埃及。
God said, I will go down to Egypt with you.
神说我也必你把你带上来。
I will surely bring you back again.
约瑟、哦、要将他的手按在你的眼睛上。
And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
这应该是这样子，那换中是不是英文是这样的、哦、那换中文的人给给伯就是他以为这样子比较好，也是不错啦，中文是换说必给你送终，其实在原文是说把他的手放在眼睛上面，这个比较在他们来讲的话很贴切的。那中文翻译好像他自作主张就把它解释一下就是了，那其实是小字那个比较对。
What God said to Jacob at verse 4 is Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
也就是说你死得瞑目啊。
That means you will die in peace.
有的人死的时候眼睛不能闭不起来，不要死，眼睛那么大吓死人。
Some people when they die, they try to keep their eye open, they don't want to die.
因为他们眼睛闭不起来嘛。
Because they could not close their eyes.
他们死了就好像完了。
Because they feel that death is the end of everything.
神说你尽管去。
God said here, don't worry, just go there.
神的意思说你会死在那里啦。
God is telling Jacob, you will die in Egypt.
但是你的儿子他要把他的手放在你的眼睛上。
However, your son Joseph,A hand will close your eyes.
你死得瞑目。
So that you can die in peace.
不是约瑟当宰相。
It's not that Joseph become a prime minister that comforted him.
不是这样子，而是生命有传承。
The important thing is that the life of Jacob will be passed on Joseph.
我们看希伯来书。
Please refer the book of Hebrew.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章，这是属神的，我们不能用俗话说英雄榜了哈，但是就是英雄，不能说英雄啊，这是信仰的伟人的，不信仰的圣，就是好了伟人吧，信仰的模范呐、啊，所留下来的他们的足迹啊。
So chapter 11 of Hebrew is the those people have good faith, they left good example to us.
每一代人都有他们留下来的足迹。
Every generation left good footsteps to us.
亚伯就献祭。
Abel
第四节
offered a beautiful sacrifice.
第五节
verse 4 and verse 5.
以诺被接去。
Enoch was taken from this life. Verse 7.
挪亚造方舟。
Noah built an ark.
那亚伯兰就比较多了。
Abraham has many good examples.
他们都是因着信。
And all their life always begin by faith and do this and do that.
21节。
Verse 21.
雅各因着信临死的时候，给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed Joseph's son and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
让他能够眼睛闭起来的，不是说他得到财产、得到名声，这对他一个死人没有用啊。
What makes his eye close peacefully when he died is not because he had many accomplishments. Not all this will go with him.
对死人来讲，有跟没有是一样的。世界你拥有还没有是一样的。
For that person, the possession of this world is useless to him.
雅各到老。
When Jacob become old,
他还能够扶着杖头。
He was still able to lean on top of his staff.
这个杖是他的牧羊杖啊。
This staff was the staff when he was a shepherd.
这个杖是他可能以前过去的悲哀的过去。
Perhaps this staff represents his sorrowful past.
但是这个杖也是神祝福的记号。
However, this staff is also the symbol of God's blessing.
他老了。
When he was old,
他还拄着拐杖敬拜神。
He still leaned on top of the staff and worship God.
当然，这个帐在希伯来里面可以翻成两个意思，一个是那个床头，一个是帐头，这个是另外一回事情了哈。
Of course, this word staff can be translated either as a shepherd's staff or the headboard of a bed.
好，所以那个创世纪这边是翻译说他在床头敬拜神，那小字或作扶着帐头敬拜神，47:31。
So, in Genesis chapter 47, verse 31, record that Jacob worshipped God as he leaned on the top of his staff, or as the headboard of the staff.
其实两个翻译都可以。那英文是选那个帐头，那中文是选那个床头。帐头、床头是一样，那中文这边是可能比较心地比较好，老年人你要让他拿帐头，干脆让他扶着床头在床上，这样比较舒服，是不是这样？我是不知道的，但是这个字是可以两个翻译的，都可以的。
This word has two translation, either as a headboard of bed or the staff.
雅各他真的到最后生命有传承了。
So, Jacob's life was passed on, and
我们看49章。
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
49章，这是从第一节开始，他就一个一个的交代。
In starting from verse 1, Jacob blessed each one of his children.
他没有说你们要好好做生意哦，爸爸留下来的这个什么雅各井要好好看好哦，我在你舅舅那边所得的那些几百只羊、几百只什么要好看哦，哦，以前爸爸那个拼命赚来的那个大工厂啊，又是塑胶厂，又是钢铁厂的，要做下去哦。
He did not say to his son, say you should take well all my possession, do good business, and keep this well I dug. He didn't mention any one of these.
他都没有这样讲。
He didn't say this.
他所教下去就是属灵的福气啊。
What he passed down was the spiritual blessing.
是属神的生命。
Is the spiritual life, the godly life was passed down.
我们看33节。
Verse 33 of chapter 49.
雅各族父众子一毕，就把脚收在床上，弃绝儿时，归到他列祖那里去了。
When Jacob had finished giving